morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. I have a person I have the utmost respect for. His name is Steve Schultz. He works to help. He is a veteran himself of the United States Marine Corps. He works out there in Allendale in the underground. He's got a beautiful office. If you're a veteran and you need help, an answer, guidance, whatever, he's going to give you some contact info, his phone number. But stop out there and see them. I'll tell you, they do a wonderful job, as does our friend Jim Clark. But Jim, I understand, is going to be retiring pretty soon. So make inroads with Steve is all I'm going to tell you. He has helped me beyond help. And I don't want you to be frightened of this. When you go in the big conference room there, look and see if you recognize somebody. It's a way for them to keep rodents out of the conference room. But my picture. Without further ado, before I go on, soup du jour, Steve Schultz, welcome, Steve, and thank you for all you do for us.
Bill, thank you for having me on. And as I always tell you, welcome home.
Yeah.
I try to offer that to as many Vietnam vets as I have the pleasure and honor of encountering. And thank you for the warm introduction and mostly true description.
Well, and I will tell you, it's all true. You got a great staff, too. You really do. I've stopped in there a couple of times. They've actually let me in. But then when I sat down and was going to take a nap, they asked me to go. But that happens. That happens in the library. But seriously, Steve, working and I say this for people that are out there, veterans, spouses, widows, trying to navigate the VA yourself, it's a tough row to hoe.
Yes, sir. It absolutely is.
You and your team make it so easy. Seem easy, but it's not easy.
Well, it's not. And the thing that it frustrates me the most that it's not getting easier, right? So the VA, unfortunately, is, finding new and interesting ways to make the process even more challenging. And I understand part of the reasons why, sure. Unfortunately, there are those that are among our contemporaries, fellow veterans that aren't always above board with the VA. So the VA has to implement these rules. But, as the VA, does its thing, so do we. We try our very best to stay educated on the process. And, the one thing that I'm going to make a steady drumbeat today is the fact that veterans shouldn't have to pay to get help navigating the VA. If there's veterans out there and you're considering paying an organization to help you navigate the VA, let us try first. And if you're not happy, you're not satisfied, there's no obligations, there's no contracts that you sign when you come down and you decide you'd like to talk to us. You can come in and simply just sit down for a conversation. And if you don't like the cut of our jib, then of course, by all means, you're free to choose to go elsewhere. But most folks that do take the time to stop in and speak with us are glad they did. And they get information and help. Just like you did, Bill. You took a chance, you came down, you're like, who's this knucklehead Marine? That should have steered you away to begin with. You're like, well, how can a Marine do paperwork?
I have too many friends that are Marines. I have one of my very closest friends, 31 or 32 years, Master Gunnery Sergeant.
Oh boy. Those are the ones you don't mess with.
Yeah. I saw that one time at Pendleton when a civilian police officer wouldn't respect his ID and sticker on his car. He left and he went into the headquarters, officer of the day.
I'm guessing that didn't go well.
Not for that young police officer, no. But, there is, and like you said, there are really people in need, and there are people who trying to game the system. He'll tell you, I was pretty, I had files from Vietnam and everywhere else. And Steve took that. And I guess what I want to say to reinforce what he's saying, he's free. His whole team is free. Go out there and give them a chance before you reach into your pocket and pay money for somebody who may not get as good a results as this team does here. And
Yes,
I'm living
just
example of the, I mean, I know people that are still waiting. You do too, for the act that President Biden signed for toxic stuff. And we both had a former Marine, great guy, good friend, brain cancer, prostate cancer, eye cancer. He passed away, and they were still battling him. And he was going through a law firm.
Yeah, that's tough to hear. I hate to hear those stories.
Yeah.
And
But
that's part of the reason, Bill, why we've got this event coming up on the 19th of
yeah.
September. I've been doing this about 5, 6 years now. It does kind of blur a little bit, but it feels like 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
And definitely one of the gaps in knowledge and information out there, is the benefits available for surviving spouses of veterans, right? And being a surviving spouse in and of itself doesn't necessarily mean there's a benefit, but it
Right.
certainly doesn't hurt to ask, right? So,
Exactly.
and the only thing it takes is a little bit of an investment of time. That I promise I will make the most use of. I promise not to waste your time or my time, filling your head full of nonsense and making empty promises. We're a very fact-based organization here.
Yes.
And we respect people's situations, and we do our best to explain, the eligibility criteria and how it works and the paperwork. We do all the heavy lifting with the paperwork here.
Yes, you do.
But on the 19th of September, from 6 to 7 p.m. here in our office in the Allendale Shopping Center, which is located in Suite 128, in the underground portion of the shopping center. There's an entrance next to GameStop, and then there's another entrance next to Goodwill. The entrance next to GameStop has an elevator. So for those who need the elevator, there is an elevator access to our space. We have about 45 seats available. I just checked the Eventbrite listing today, and there's no one signed up yet. I wish I was smart enough to know technology to give you this on air, but I
Yeah.
don't. What I would say is, anybody's interested, please just call the office. That's the simplest, fastest, easiest way to sign up. Our phone number is 413-448-6052. If you're out and about and you just want to stop in, please do that as well.
Yeah.
Somebody is here Monday to Friday, 8 to 4 p.m. If you're lucky, you're going to get Garrett, who's the front office manager. If you're unlucky, you're going to get me, because Garrett's a much nicer guy than I am.
Oh, he's a great
But
guy.
yeah,
He's
he
very.
is. We're very, very lucky to have him and our other VSO, Mike Casey, here.
Yep.
So we've got a stellar team, absolutely doing the right thing by the community. So please, if you're interested in knowing more about surviving spouse benefits, please put it on your calendar, September 19th, this September 19th,
Right.
6 to 7 p.m. The parking lot is ginormous, so don't worry about parking. No, we would request that nobody gets here before 5:30. We know there's some early birds that tend to show up to events quite early. But please, if you're going to come, show up around 5:30. Expect, things will start about 6 o'clock. I plan to talk for about 30 minutes, and then I'm going to open up the floor to questions. So it's going to be my ugly mug that you're staring at when you're in here, and we're going through the benefits.
And honestly, folks, if you are a spouse, a surviving spouse, there's a lot to learn, and you may be entitled to benefits because of your loved one service and what happened or whatever. He's the expert. I wouldn't miss this if you can't do Eventbrite, or if you're like me. Like when I go into the studio, they make me put on mittens so I don't touch any of the buttons. They got each one of them marked to what to press. But in spite of that, call out there. I guarantee you'll get someone very nice on the end of the phone. They'll take your information and whatever you do. And if I may, and Steve, correct me if you think if your loved one is in hospice or very ill, and you should go. Don't wait till they. That way there, they can start to tell you what to do, and they can get ready for you when this event occurs.
Yeah, and as a veterans, I'm putting us on report, Bill, because veterans aren't very good about keeping their spouses informed on the situation. We try to keep that stuff to ourselves to shield them from it, and I get it. I'm certainly probably not really good at it myself. My wife will be the first to attest to that. But what we've done is I've taken all my information from the VA. And I put it on a thumb drive and I've put it in a safe in our house, right? So, and on that thumb drive is a copy of my DD-214, my other relevant service information, my VA information, and it's kind of the break glass in case of emergency scenario. But my wife's informed now. I wasn't always good at it, but she's much more informed now. So it doesn't matter whether you're a veteran and you're in good health and you're married, come in anyway,
Good point.
because every day is a gift. So when you come in and you have more information, you'll have more peace of mind. Your wife will have more, or husband will have more peace of mind, and you guys will have just a little bit more information than when you came in with regards to what you might be eligible for if, unfortunately, the veteran predeceases the spouse.
And just to show you, he's a lot smarter than I am, Steve, with the technology. But I don't know if you can read what this says. VA info, and then take a look. It's every piece of paper I was ever given in the military. And I have to thank my brother Bernie, who's passed, for telling me to say, I don't care what it says on it, put it in a file and save it. And Steve will tell you it worked out for me.
Yes, sir.
You know,
Yes, sir.
so, but we'll come back to this, but I do want to go a little bit astray, and probably hard for you to believe with me. You got a ton of stuff going on, dude. You
Yeah,
got.
there's a lot of things that we try to be involved in, but we try to maintain the focus and the bandwidth to make sure that we give the best guidance, counseling, service when it comes to VA benefits. So I have learned that as tough as it is to say no to certain events, I've got to preserve that focus here in the office because, regardless of what number you look at, anywhere between 6,000 and 8,000 veterans live in Berkshire County. And we've only seen a fraction of them here. So my hope is that those other veterans are getting help somewhere. I hope that they're not paying for it. I'm not necessarily of the mind that they have to come here, but if they do, I know what service they're going to get. I can't really speak to that elsewhere. We've got two fully accredited veteran service officers here, and being accredited, we have access to certain VA systems. We're not part of the VA. We don't work for the VA, but having access to some of their systems, I think, is a game changer. Quite frankly, it's an absolute game changer.
Well, it puts you in the inside curve. I mean,
Yes.
you're not looking in the window seeing what's going on. But I do want to mention this too. Veterans Appreciation Day, and again, this means so much to especially Vietnam veterans. I speak for myself, but. Sunday, September the 28th, 11:30 a.m. at the Pittsfield Country Club, 9 hole at 9 a.m. and 18 holes at 12:30. It's a complimentary round, and at the Pittsfield Country Club. Trust me, I couldn't even caddy there years ago. I was of the wrong persuasion, but due to the success of the previous events. We ask that you sign up early. As we appreciate full field veterans. Please sign up by the 11th of September. So this was going to air on Monday, and I'll tell you the next Monday, whatever that is. And so there, that might be right close by. Please, please sign up. It'll be right after the due date, but I don't think it'll be too late. We look, and again, it's the 10th annual Veterans Appreciation Day at the club. And I think that's, that means a lot to veterans, the people, especially I think in today's day and age. And I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. But the other thing, September the 20th, you have Toys for Tots ride. I mean, just what can I tell you? I mean, you've made this Veterans Outreach Center alive, and I mean that sincerely.
Thank you, Bill.
You don't kind of sit waiting for somebody to come in. You're out there shaking the bushes. You come on this show. And then when people go, they're your best word of mouth. I mean, I promote you guys all the time because
Yep.
I have real life experience with you.
Well, every veteran or family member that comes in here is going to leave with something. They're going to leave with a better understanding of the VA. I can't promise that they're going to be eligible for benefits, but at least they'll understand why. And I think for some folks, that's important. You know, rather than this giant monolith of a black hole that's the VA, they're going to leave with a better, much better understanding. And the next veteran that they bump into, they can say, you know what? It's worth your time to go see Steve and his team down here at the Berkshire Veterans Outreach Center.
There's no question about it. And another piece I want to go back and reinforce what Steve has said. I get them in the veterans magazines. I'm sure you get people out listening, viewers and listeners. There's all kinds of law firms out there going to help you, going to help you, going to help you. Steve made an interesting point, and I want to go back and visit it again. He and two people there in that office are certified veteran service officers, which gives them access to things lawyers don't have access to.
Correct.
And when you're dealing with the VA, it is a gigantic bureaucratic organization, and everybody knows bureaucracies don't always function efficiently.
Shocking.
And I years ago, a guy, a good friend of mine, well, he was my old boss actually. He was in Korea in a plane crash, crash landing, and he went to the VA back then, and he just got ran around. And if you mentioned those two letters VA to him, it was like igniting a rocket.
Yeah.
But because of people like Steve, and I think, I really do believe the VA has tried, because of people like Steve and Jim Clark and others who know what the rules say. Maybe some of the bureaucracy doesn't always know what the rules say.
That's true. I've been on the phone with the VA a number of times, and they've just passed patently false information. Which only serves to make things worse. While this isn't your dad's VA, the VA has come a long way. There's still work to be done. But the best thing that you can do as a veteran or a surviving spouse or the family member of a veteran or a friend of a veteran, it doesn't matter, is educate yourself, right? Get information is power. You know, that statement is true in the circles of the VA and in my office as well. You know, our currency here is information. We use it to both help veterans and to push back on the VA when they make incorrect or bad decisions. And we do it every single day to the best of our ability here. And we help lots and lots and lots of veterans.
Oh, you do. And again, Steve and his team, they are truly veteran outreach. As I said, and I repeat myself, but when you get to be 78 years old and bald, you can repeat yourself too. They don't sit in their office waiting for somebody to knock at the door. I mean, they're active in with veterans. And I have never heard of a veteran who's gone to your organization that left displeased. They may not have been not with they may have been upset at the VA, but not with you because you got them the straight skinny.
Yeah, that's true. You know, what I like to tell folks when they come in here is I'm not trying to achieve agreement. I'm trying to achieve understanding, right? So even if you're not eligible for a benefit, I think it is your right to understand why, right? And if you don't agree with that, then that's another conversation that we can have. I'm part of my job is I work with Vietnam Veterans of America at the national level as well. And they've got a very strong congressional liaison team there. So I am constantly gathering information here in my day job as a VSO, as possible things to push up through that liaison team to Congress to say, listen, this is a reoccurring issue that I've heard from countless veterans that needs to be fixed. CMP exams, compensation and pension exams that veterans must attend in order to get access to disability compensation or benefits, there's problems there for sure, absolute problems, and I am constantly gathering that data and pushing it up. So, if you come in and you want to talk about a benefit, you know there are other things to be gained in addition for other veterans. You know, you may help me identify a problem that is systemic in nature and it needs to be pointed out to the VA so it can be fixed.
Yeah, and the thing too is you and your team are making the networking. You know what I mean? You like you said, the Vietnam Veterans of America, powerful organization, and they maintain that congressional liaisons. And you know, many years ago I worked on Capitol Hill, and I will tell you, that's how it's done, folks. I mean, you can call your congressman or your senator, but unless you're calling through the VA or I'm sorry, the VVA or the Legion or somebody like that, you're just one more call. And
Yeah,
I don't mean
there's a
that.
lot of
Make
horsepower that goes into speaking through an organization that's, you know, 90,000 members strong. You know, that's a loud voice on Capitol Hill.
I do want to go back a little bit too, because as you mentioned earlier, you are a Marine, because you're once a Marine, always a Marine. I had to hear that for many years with my friend. You should have been in the Corps. Listen, this ride, and you guys have been doing it forever and ever. The 12th annual Toys for Tots ride, September the 20th. I'm a big supporter of it, always have been. I know what good they do. And I mean that sincerely. From years ago, when they first started this, to currently, they make so many holidays for kiddos come true. You know, when I was a kid, yes, I can remember. I can't remember where I parked the car, but I can remember when I was a kid. What was it? The Sears magic book or something came out every Christmas, and I circled everything on it in case my parents were questioning. But this will take place at Ronnie's Harley-Davidson parking lot, 501 Wacona Street, or as those people like myself who grew up in the North End, Wacona. Riders meet at 11 o'clock, and they leave at 11:20. The ride ends at the Dalton American Legion for lunch. Toys for Tots is an annual event of the United States Marine Corps Reserves to collect new toys for less fortunate children of the Berkshire County. Brand new unwrapped toys are collected during the month of October, November, and December. They start early because, believe me, there's a lot of need, a lot of need. Ronnie's Harley-Davidson, Hill's Hog Chapter, 2030, American Legion Riders. I honest to goodness cannot say enough about the American Legion Riders. I don't care if it's freezing cold day in November. If it's a veteran, they're on their motorcycles. They're escorting that veteran to his final resting place. Are doing their very best to put smiles on the faces of many children as possible this Christmas. If you need more information, you can call Chris Keegan, 413-443-7220. Extension 1150, and he's again a Marine. So, Steve, what are some just like a 30,000 foot, and we'll have to repeat this because there's people are in and out on a morning show. What are some of the benefits a spouse could get?
So if there's different benefits for spouses that their veteran that they're married to is still with us. Those benefits can include, depending on the veteran situation, it can include access to a federally subsidized health care called CHAMP VA. There could be some education benefits, and a few other things that go along with it, depending again on what the circumstances are. For surviving spouses, which when a veteran passes, that takes all the air out of the room, and that surviving spouse is just trying to get to the next day. What I'm trying to do is make sure that they have access to any benefits to help them get beyond, day two, three, and four. And that can be fairly significant. In some cases, it can be up to or even a little bit more than $2,000 a month for the rest of their life, right? Which is, that's not an insignificant amount of money. And today's day and age, with everything costing as much as it does, every little bit helps. So they're obviously, as with all federal programs, a rigorous array of eligibility criteria, but that's what we do here. We don't want you walking in or expect you walking into the office with a working knowledge of this. That's where we start, right? We start from zero and we take you all the way up to full understanding as long as it takes. And I did use that word specifically, understanding, not agreement, right? So we will take a surviving spouse, and if they don't have any information, I don't know what branch of service or access to DD-214 or whatever, we will do our best to get them up on plane and answer any questions necessary.
And again, veterans out there, please heed what Steve has shared with us earlier on. And we'll say it again. Start to collect your military documentation. Most especially, correct me if I'm wrong, Steve, your DD-214.
Whatever your discharge document is, some people get target fixation when you say numbers and letters. It could be an NGB 22. Whatever your discharge document from the service is, whatever your branch of service, whatever your period is, whatever the document is, just go down, make a scanned copy of it so it's electronic. That's my recommendation. Staples does it. We can do it here. We offer a free service for veterans for that as well. And just as a quick aside, Garrett, who's our front office manager, is now a certified notary. So, and that service is free for veterans as well.
Very important.
Yes. Even if you come in here and you're not necessarily eligible today, that maybe that will change. Bill, you mentioned the PACT Act that was passed in August of 2022, signed by then President Biden. August 10th, as a matter of fact. And that opened up the door to a lot of benefits for a lot of veterans and their families. So you never know what legislation is getting ready to come to fruition. So
Excellent.
if the answer in 2025 is no, the answer in 2026 might be yes. So it never hurts to check back in and ask us the question.
And as a person who's experienced that because of the PACT Act and being signed by President Biden, for years and years, all studies showed that Agent Orange was a direct correlation with the lung disease that I have. There were studies in Europe and studies here. But for some reason, the powers to be wouldn't accept it. But then the PACT Act was signed, the courts came back, and then really and truly, I kid with myself. I have this big file. I have every piece of paper I ever got from my uniform issue in basic, you know, and start to collect those. Don't. And if you are a veteran, you can get a lot of those documents yourself, and they can help you get them. I have to tell you a funny story before we go to break. So I get called back for a reassessment down there in Northampton, and I went down, my wife and I, and I had been had a disability since the war. So anyhow, so I get down there, and the doctor says, "I have to apologize, Mr. Sturgeon. I don't know why you're here. Your records go all the way back to Vietnam." And I said, "Well, oh." He said, "And they're paper." And that was like, "Well, yeah." He said, No, you don't understand. They're so old, all the new records are digitized. I got a file. I didn't know what to do with it. It was your file." So there you go. That you don't. One of the things when you get old that you love to hear is, "Boy, you're old." We're gonna take a break. Please stay tuned. We're gonna repeat some of this because I know I get it. Sometimes we go too fast. I understand that. We're going to repeat a great deal of what we talked about. That's how important I think it is to you, because he taught me how important it was to me. We'll be right back. This is WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio. We are simulcasting down into Southern Berkshire. So you too in Southern Berkshire can come to these events if you're a veteran. And we'll talk more about that now. We're very proud to expand our broadcasting area. And we're simulcasting on PCTV channel 1301. We will be right back. Thank you so much for listening.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at sundrini.com.
Hey friends, if you're looking for some party music, tune in to Polka Express with me, Bill Gustavus, every Wednesday night from 6 to 8 and Sunday mornings from 8 to 10, right here on 89.7 WTBR, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we're back. The good-looking guy you see there, he is retired Lieutenant Colonel, Marine Corps, Stephen Schultz. He is the director of the Outreach Center, the Berkshire Veterans Outreach Center. And it's located, and I'll tell you, it's to me, it's in a wonderful place. It's located in the Allendale Underground. If you have a disability like I do, I walk with a cane, and sometimes I fall with a cane, but me and the cane get back up. There's an elevator right there. You can take it down, get off the elevator, and walk right across the hall and ring the bell. And if you're a veteran or a spouse of a veteran, mom and dad are a veteran, please take time to at least stop in and visit. Really, I mean that, because when you see how efficient and how helpful, starting from when they open the door, they're so helpful and in such a positive way. Now, caution, 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 Will Smith, danger, danger. They do it for free. F-R-E-E, free. You can go through all these groups. You see them on TV and in the magazines. But I'm saying they do it for free. And there, here's an important factor. There are certified VSOs, Veteran Service Officers, that have access to a lot of things that lawyers and law firms don't. Steve, you may want to articulate that a little bit better.
Yeah, so you know, free shouldn't be confused with the quality of the work, no. Right? And I know in today's day and age, when something is free, people generally look at it with a bit of a jaundiced eye, and probably rightfully so. But you know, as a retired Marine, you know, I do have the luxury of kind of choosing the work that I do these days. And I certainly don't do this work for the pay, but I do it because it makes me feel like a productive member of the veteran community. Like I can give something back, keep giving something back. And the work that we do here, I believe, is the best around. And you know, I put us on the same level with Jim Clark. He's an amazing individual, and he's been doing this work a long, long time. And as you alluded to, Bill, he's getting ready to retire and deservedly so, right? So, you know, the work that we do here, I think, is doesn't really have a peer in our area in Berkshire County. Mike and I, Mike Casey, our other VSO, Mike Casey with a Y, not Mike Case, because I know there's another Mike Case out there that's a VSO, but our Mike Casey, phenomenal, retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, absolutely a rock star VSO. So between the two of us, we really, really do make sure that all the veterans and family members that come here get the information that they need to navigate the VA, whether that's talking about benefits for them or a loved one or something completely outside the VA. We try to answer those questions the best of our ability too. But being fully accredited, Mike and I both have access to certain VA systems that almost nobody else in the area does, right? So with that access, I get to kind of see behind the curtain a little bit, if you will. And, you know, it's not me calling the VA asking for answers. I'm calling the VA to tell them that there's a problem, if there's a problem, because I see the problem, right? I can look in the system and see the issue.
And I to reinforce everything Steve just said, I will use myself as an example. That'll scare the hell out of them. Use myself as an example. I have a condition that was caused from Agent Orange in Vietnam that was denied by the VA for God knows how long. But then President Biden signed the PAC Act. I went to Steve with all my documentation, and as I showed him, I'll try to get it, pick it up again. It weighs about 5 pounds. And worked with Steve. Because Jim wasn't at the job at the time, but I worked with Steve, got everything I needed, everything he told me. He wrote it up and sent it in. And within a month, I had my disability. Now, I know guys and gals that are still waiting right now for stuff that they maybe didn't go through Steve or Jim Clark. And all I can say is you can call me and I'll tell you the same thing. You really need to collect all your military stuff, your DD-214 and anything you ever had. I heard one from a guy, they're holding it up because he didn't the law firm said they needed to have, you ready for this, barracks number at Lejeune. I got to tell you, I you're lucky I remember basic training.
Yeah.
You know? Never mind what barracks I was in.
Yep.
And I, when I first heard that from the people he's working with, I said, that's poppycock.
Yeah.
You know, but anyhow, Steve, what do you find, what do most veterans not have that they need to make your job easier?
I think the biggest thing that I run into is veterans don't have their records, right? Very few veterans have hung on to their records, or there's been some kind of incident that occurred, whether it was a flood or a fire or fill in the blank.
Yeah.
Compounded by the fact that in 1973, there was a fire at the National Archives.
Right.
So that burned up a whole batch of records, unfortunately, which were still kept in paper form at that time. So there are veterans that come in and there's just a gap, right? So that's where we kind of put our investigative hat on and we try our very best to help them fill in that blank, right? So anything that can fill in that blank, whether it's a newspaper clipping or a letter that you wrote your mom or your dad or whatever. If you happen to be married to the same person, you know, all of those things are helpful, but I think one of the things that sets us apart as well is we think outside the box, right? So if someone shows up and says, I don't have any of my records, I don't say, well, I'm sorry, I can't help you. You know, we don't use that as the ending point of the conversation. Sometimes it's the beginning of
right.
the conversation, right?
Point.
And we work very hard to fill in those gaps in whatever way that we can.
And again, for veterans, he knows the shortcuts, and I'm not trying to give him more work because God knows they got enough, but you can try to maneuver the VA system to get something out of the, that you may need, and your hair will look like mine. So if I would go with these folks, they know how to get into and investigate and ascertain and extrapolate evidence that will help you, that
yes.
you may, in the best of intention, you may not be able to do it.
Yep. And we have a specific event coming up on the 19th of September to address what I perceive to be one of the biggest information gaps out there. And that is, what are the VA benefits available for surviving spouses? That's what this focused information session is on. I know right now in Berkshire County, there's a number of surviving spouses of veterans who are eligible for benefits and are just not getting them, whether that be some kind of health care or whether it be a monetary benefit every month. Those things matter, right? And they should have access to those benefits that they've earned supporting their veteran throughout the marriage. And that's what we're here to help them answer those questions. So it's the 19th of September from 6 to 7 p.m. The presentation won't take the entire hour. I promise you won't hear me just bumping my gums together for an hour. Probably be about 30 minutes of me talking. And then I'm going to open up the floor to a conversation, right? But please keep in mind, you please bring your questions, but I can't speak about specific scenarios during the question and answer because there's a lot of protected information involved in that, right? So please make an appointment. We do operate by appointment only here because conversations can either be 10 minutes sometimes or they can be 2.5 hours. And I don't think it's fair for you to come sit in my waiting room hoping somehow that I will have time to see you or Mike will have time to see you. That's not fair to you and it's not fair to us, right? So please call 413-448-6052. Reserve a seat for the 19th because we are reserving seats. There's about 45 spaces available. And or make an appointment. If you come in and you sit down and you talk, I promise you will leave with more information than you came in with. I can't promise you that you're going to agree with the information that I give you, but at least you'll understand a little bit more about benefits.
And I will tell you from personal experience, because that's why I think the world of Steve and the team there. I mean that sincerely, because they helped me. You know, Jim Clark has always been a help to everybody, to me and every. But Jim, at this point in this gap, Jim wasn't the the VSO for the city. And Steve didn't know me from the man in the moon. And from that day on, he still doesn't want to know me. But anyhow, he took excellent care of me and gave told me what I needed to do. And then the interview I had with Steve, and I'm an old cop, and I want to tell you that was one of the most interesting interviews, because he solicited information that I hadn't shared with anybody. So I guess I'm beating a horse to death, but I know too many of you. Listen, I remember the VA when we got back from Vietnam. Remember, I had a horrible first experience at Northampton. Horrible. My wife couldn't believe it. She, all the way home, she was just devastated by it. But that's not Steve. That's not today's VA. And I'm saying that to the, and I, you know who I'm talking to two, I know two or three of you. You wouldn't go in the VA and ask them for anything with a gun to your head. Well, that's what. Then they're winning and you're losing, and your spouse could lose. Now, Steve, I have one question for, how about people, could they say their spouse isn't dead? Could they still go and but is ill or whatever?
Yes. So if everybody is welcome to come to this information session, it's not just for surviving spouses.
Oh, good.
But it's about surviving spouse benefits, right?
Right.
So, but quite frankly, I'm hoping that we get a number of veterans with their spouses come in, that this will contribute to their end of life planning. You know, I think. We're all at that point in our lives where, you know, the pretending that there isn't an end has to stop. And we do that not for ourselves. We do that because we genuinely care about the person that we're sharing our life with. So if that isn't in fact true, then you need to know, and she or he needs to know what benefits might be available, so that as you're planning for this, that information is there, right? Even if part of your plan is to contact my center, you know, when the unfortunate event does happen, or if it happens, contact the center. You know, at least you'll have a point of contact that you can add to your plan, which I think is most important.
That's an excellent point you brought up as part of the end of life planning. That's excellent. And I, you know, not to share a lot of personal, but we're at that stage, the Polish princess and I, and this is what an excellent point that I'm now I see why you got the big job and here I sit, you know, but and folks, I want to tell you, it's at the Allendale Underground. You can access it by elevator, by stairs. You go down, it's a wonderful place. They're very accommodating. If you're out and you want to check out before this 19th, that's not a problem. It really isn't. When you see it, should they bring anything at this point?
I would say the only thing they need to bring is an open mind. They don't need to come in with documents. They don't need to come in with anything else. Bring questions and an open mind. The more questions that we get, the better we are at our job. And one thing I will guarantee you is I will not be able to answer all your questions, but I'm going to tell you that right up front. I'm not going to make up answers.
No.
I'm going to say, I don't know, but I will find out and I will get back to you. And I say that because I don't want folks thinking that there's some kind of strange agenda here. Our only agenda is to help veterans and their families. And I know that sounds crazy. We're free. We do all these things, but it's legitimate.
Let me just add to that as a receiver of their help and their guidance. That's exactly right. They were wonderful to me. Steve was wonderful. The young lady whose name escapes me that used to work there, she was in, they made things happen. But they knew, here's what I left with the very first time. This guy knows what he's doing. And I have to tell you, I mean, Jim Clark, never questioned, but there's been others that have come through there that I knew when they told me something, it was wrong. And I don't know anything. And if you don't believe me, my wife's on volume 497 of my missteps. It's Friday the 19th, 6 to 7 p.m. And what Steve just said, I'm sorry, but it's resonating, and that doesn't happen very long in this brain. It's resonating. End of life planning. That's, I mean, so many of us Vietnam folks were there. I have
Unfortunately,
a
yes.
As me sangly Irish mother would say, Willie boy, nobody leaves this world alive. So it may sound harsh and har but I don't mean it to be, but plan for your grandchildren, your spouse, whatever else, if you want to give to organizations, these are all things that this guy, and you may need something. You may need a nursing home. You may need a device, a durable medical device. All of these kinds of things, or survival benefits. Like Steve made an interesting point. I forget the dollar amount. I'll let you break. But when the veteran passes, depends on how things are set up. They may need some extra money.
Yep. The surviving spouse of a veteran could be eligible to receive $2,000 or more a month, depending on the circumstances. Now, a lot of people are under the misconception that when a veteran passes, the surviving spouse gets some or all of that veteran's disability benefits. Completely inaccurate.
Right.
So those benefits are for the veteran. There is a separate completely separate set of benefits for a surviving spouse. So if that's one of the things we're going to talk about on the 19th, is we're going to help dispel that rumor and going to correct it with the accurate facts of the situation.
I guess he just hit the nail on the head. You go there. On the 19th of September, you're probably going to see an old fat bald guy, probably in the front row. So wear sunglasses because if there's lights, it shines. Because I'm interested in finding out for a couple reasons. One, from very personal, but also so that if I interact with a lot of veterans. Try to get them to bury the hatchet. They don't trust me when I tell you, they don't care if you don't sign up. You're not hurting them. You're hurting you and, as this says, surviving spouses. Right? And it's now I think correct me if I'm wrong, but now they sign up for the VA upon discharge. Is that correct?
There is VA representation at a lot of these separation seminars that the military is putting
Okay.
on. So there is a big push to get them engaged with the VA, whether it's the healthcare aspect or the disability compensation aspect. So yes, short answer is they've made a concerted effort to link that transition with a VA element to it, so that veterans that get out, service members that separate become veterans, number one, they have access to some kind of health care for a period of time,
Okay.
and even potentially forever. But also, if there is an issue that was caused by service, that can get identified right up front. And it's not the conversation that I'm having now with the 102-year-old World War II veteran I'm helping, who was on Normandy, who said he's got hearing loss, this many years later, right? So they're trying to do better. Both the Department of Defense and the Department of the VA are trying to work hand in hand, to the point where they're sharing records kind of right up front, right? So when veterans separate, that branch of service is supposed to send a copy of those records to the VA. So when the veteran shows up and says, "I'd like some help,"
Yeah.
the VA is supposed to be able to have, and I keep using that word because I've been around this dance floor long enough to know that it's not always the right song playing, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I do. I do. And again, I reach out to my fellow Vietnam veterans. I know some of you are still angry, but you're not hurting the VA. You're hurting yourself and your spouse and your kids. So, get out to Steve. He's in the Allendale Underground. He's got a beautiful office. He's got a great staff, and they are engaging, and they're real. That's the other part, and he's real. What if you can't read that now? Then you better go to the detective school, because what he's telling you is gospel, and I'll put my reputation as bad as it is. On the line. But seriously, I've used this organization. I've used Steve. And I will tell you, I have nothing but gold stars and 100+ points to give each one of the people, because I didn't have to go through what so many of you are going through with the PACT Act.
Yeah, so last year, Bill, just to throw a data point out there, and
Yeah.
it's more of a reflection on the team than any individual, but from July to July, basically, we helped veterans in Berkshire County get over $1.3 million in benefits.
Good for you.
Yep. Well, good for them,
Good
right? I
for them.
mean, good for
Yeah.
them. And I, as excited as I am about all that help we
Yeah.
gave, what frustrates me is a lot of them should have had that much, much, much sooner, right? So don't delay, right? You think tomorrow's going to come just like every other Wednesday, but I can't guarantee that, and neither can anybody else. Every day is a gift. So please don't procrastinate. Get on the phone, give us a call. We are booking a few weeks out, but that's out of respect for veterans to give them enough time
Yeah.
to have a conversation with us. So we are not the Jiffy Lube of veteran services here, right? When you come in here, it's a full service, arrangement where we will have a conversation with you. It's not going to be rapid fire speed dating. You're going to come in and we're going to have a good conversation.
And let me just say this: if they let me in, they'll let you in. That's all I'm going to say. And they not only did they let me in, they invited me to sit down, which really shocked me. But all kidding aside, don't procrastinate. If you would be so kind, Steve, sign the Polish princess and the old fat bald guy up. We're going to be there. Because
Gotcha.
I'll say it one more time. We're at the stage, Vietnam guys, we're at the stage, huh, that we got to be thinking about end-of-life planning. And this is part of that, and I thank Steve for bringing that up. Steve, thank you and your team for all that you do. Again, one last time, if you're not signed up for the VA because you got an axe to grind, bury the axe, get yourself out there, and they'll help you sign up because it's owed to you. That's how I look at it. I didn't, no one volunteered to get hurt or sick or anything from being in the service. They volunteered to serve their country. All the other stuff comes free. As I say to my audience every day, signing off, Steve, God bless. And today, do what they do. Help some, lift somebody up. Don't push somebody down. We're all in this together, and we need each other. Have a good day. Steve, don't take this as a threat and tell your team. I'll be out to see you.
Thanks, Bill.
You're the best. Bye-bye. Thanks, everybody. Please sign up. Thank you.